worshiping with us for the first time haven't heard this choir yet, and we get to hear them every single week. Yay. Amen. Thank you for that. And so you will be blessed today by the music. I know you will. We have people who are visiting with us. I won't point them out, but you will. You will greet them and say hello to them and welcome them to this church. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. We are here to worship in the house of the Lord. And one of the things that we like to do to begin our service is to greet one another with the peace of Christ. Will you greet your neighbor?
Good morning, Calvary. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. I love Sunday mornings, just being able to come here with the family of God and worship our Heavenly Father, who is just awesome. Well, my name is Robin Stowers, and I am your liturgist for today, and I would also like to welcome each and every one of you here this morning. Real quick, I want you to get out your inserts. We have a very busy February for such a short month, okay? I just want to gently remind Boy Scout Spaghetti Dinner on February 3rd. On February 5th is what? What's February 5th, guys? Super Bowl! Super Bowl Sunday. And you'll have your information in here to help the youth support. Good. They're doing a presentation. I like that. Okay, third up is our Valentine's dinner and show. I have my black book. So far, we have 29 people so far have let me know that they're coming. You can pay at the door. It's only going to be $5, so all I need is just a mark so we'll know approximately how much food to prepare. It's not a fundraiser. It's just going to be a Valentine's dinner with our family of God and a show of the not-so-newlywed game, huh? Yeah, sounds like a good time to me for $5. Okay, and our next announcement is not in your bulletin, so please pay close attention. Sunday, February 12th, right after the service, the Children's Committee is having a children's Valentine's party for our children. And so what they would like for you to do as a congregation is to bring some signed Valentine cards. You don't have to put to anybody. Just put, love Robin, love Jamie, love Pastor Esther, happy Valentine's. And then the kids will be able to exchange those Valentines. And then afterwards, there's going to be a light lunch. So they're asking that you RSVP. And our chair for the children's committee is not with us today. So She is sick and has been for a few Sundays, but I'm assuming you can call the church office. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, are there any more announcements this morning? Betty. Thank you, Betty. In your bulletins, you will have an envelope just like this for your fifth Sunday giving. Okay, is there anything else? Then let us turn to the back of our bulletins for our opening words this morning. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the downtrodden and despairing. Blessed are those who mourn, who are grieving.
They will be comforted.
Blessed are the ones who seek justice and righteousness.
They will
Blessed are we all when we seek to serve others in God's name. Amen.
Together and turn to 348 in your hymnal. Let's stand and sing together softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling.
Thank you.
Amen. If you would remain standing and turn in the back of your hymnals to page 885. We'll read together the affirmation of faith. Page 885 in the back of your hymnals. Let's join together. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare.
We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ, and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
Excited about coming up here. Now, you're doing perfectly what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to sit on the cushions because the youth are coming forward and they're going to tell us about something called Super Bowl Sunday. So let me have the youth come up here. And I want all of you to put your attention up here. Okay, you have to sit over here on the cushions so that Mr. Fran can get up. There we go. There you go. Okay, I'll come down here with you. All right, come on. Let's sit down here.
Super Bowl Sunday, which is next Sunday. So we thought since we're here today, we'll talk about today, the next Sunday, which is Super Bowl Sunday. Got it?
Got it.
For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. You gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in.
Okay. The man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Luke 3:11.
Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Romans 12:13. Apples,
bananas,
cheese,
donuts, blueberry coconuts,
eggs,
fajitas,
grapes,
ham,
ice cream,
jalapeno peppers,
Kellogg's Raisin Bran,
lemon limes,
meatloaf,
Nutella,
oranges,
pepperoni pizza,
quesadillas,
roast beef,
strawberries,
turkeys,
Uncle Ben's rice,
Vine ripe tomatoes,
watermelons,
extra good spaghetti,
yellow squash,
and zebra cakes.
It's amazing how much food there is, but even more so that there are people who go without it. Well, we the youth are going to do our part to help with that. This Sunday, we are asking everyone to bring one can of soup and $1. All the proceeds will go to Calvary Food Pantry. It would be super if you can do it.
Yay. Okay, everybody remember what that is? Super Bowl Sunday, next Sunday. Bring a can of soup and a dollar, and it goes to the food pantry. Thank the youth again for all their help. Okay, boys and girls, now guess what time it is? It's candy time. All right, everybody gets one piece. One piece, and then you have to go sit down. So everybody gets a chance. One piece. There you go. Just one, sweetie. Get your piece.
Saturday after we have our Valentine's dinner, our parking lot will be a pickup and distribution point. It is a Jacksonville Citrus Drive. Meet here at the church if you're so able and desire to help. They will give you assignments on where to go along with another group of people to get to glean citrus to hand out to the needy. Please mark your calendars. It's a huge event. It's citywide, and we're one of five locations that they're using as a distribution and collection point.
Now, one second. When you say glean, I thought that means we go somewhere and pick fruit.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes.
We're not staying here. We're
meeting here
and then going out.
They will send out groups and with their assignments to pick off the trees and bring them back here.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We'll have to look at it. I think it starts at either 8 or 9 o'clock, but I'll get the word out next week for the following Saturday.
All right. Let's continue to worship God with the presentation of tithes and offerings. If the ushers would come forward. Gleaning is a wonderful thing to do, my friends. It makes sure, and it's biblical as well.
Amen.
Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the generous bounty you have bestowed us with, and we celebrate today in our potluck meal that we share together. But we pray also today for those who are going hungry and for those who are going without. Help us, O God, to be your servants in this world, bringing food and the satisfaction of hunger to a needy people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
much, choir. That was beautiful. Thank you, thank you. We come into these moments in prayer this morning by centering ourselves and listening out for the voice of God amidst all the other voices that we hear. And I like to do that by trying to focus on God and shutting out other distractions that are around you. And so whatever helps you do that, to close your eyes and to take a few deep breaths, quietly center yourself, and pray. And when you feel called to do so, if you feel called to do so, lift up the name of someone, a place in the world, or a situation in life that you feel needs God's healing touch today. And you may share it with us silently or aloud. There are more needs than we know what to do with. And sometimes it feels overwhelming to us to think of the obstacles that get in the way of real healing. But nothing is too great for you, dear Lord. The power of your grace, mercy, and peace is at work in us. Even before we know it or feel it, you are there. Help us to look to you. Help us to listen to your voice speaking to us. Help us to be instruments of your peace where there is hurt and violence, grief and hunger. You, dear God, love us all. And we pray that we would be your people, called to be your church here in Orange Park. Help us to be faithful to you, to follow you, to live according to your will and not our own. For it is in your name that we pray, and using your words we say, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
If you would all stand, please, and direct your attention to the screen behind me. We'll all sing together, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart.
Since Jesus came into my heart.
I just feel all good and tingly inside. I hope you do too, filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, this morning, let us share together in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. A couple of years ago, at Princeton Seminary, they did a survey. They studied what the religious and spiritual lives of American teenagers. They studied them. Yes. Repeat that. Princeton Seminary did a study on the religious and spiritual lives of American teenagers. They concluded from their research that 21st century American teenagers of all religions across the board shared a common theological outlook, which they called moralistic, therapeutic, deism, or MTD for short. And MTD has five basic tenets. And remember, this is what American teenagers believe. A God exists who created and ordered the world and watches over human life on earth. So far, so good. God wants people to be good and nice and fair to each other, as taught in the Bible and by most world religions. Number three. The central goal in life is to be happy and to feel good about oneself. Number four, it gets interesting. God does not need to be particularly involved in one's life except when God is needed to resolve a problem. And finally, five, good people go to heaven when they die. Now, some of you may remember back in the 1980s, Robert Schuller of the Crystal Cathedral. You remember him? And he wrote a book, a whole book on the Beatitudes, and he called it the Be Happy Attitudes. And in his cheerful way, he proclaimed that if we would all work to develop the attitudes and actions that Jesus calls blessed, we would all be happy, or at least happier than we are. But the biblical scholar N.T. Wright begs to differ. He says, the Beatitudes are good news, not good advice. And as much as I want to be happy like any other person, I have to agree with him. Jesus did not come to make us happy, my friends. He came to set us free. Most of us, I think, in one way or another, we are infected with that same disease, MTD, moralistic therapeutic deism. So it is difficult for us to hear good news, not good advice, in our gospel lesson that Robin shared with us today. But it is gospel. It's good news. It is a public proclamation that the Messiah has come. And therefore, things are going to be different. The problem in interpretation is that frequently we're looking for an answer to the question, what must I do to be saved? So when Jesus proclaims a promise, for example, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God, we hear a command, be a peacemaker, right? It's good if we're all peacemakers. That's not so bad. Being a peacemaker or hungering and thirsting after righteousness are good things. And making efforts toward peace and righteousness never hurt anybody. Except if we think we have to be successful in order to be blessed. That is another thing entirely. And Schuller is right, I think. Many of the Beatitudes are issues of attitude. But here's the thing, our emotions are a hard thing to dial up on command. Hey, you, quit being satisfied with your life. Don't you know you're supposed to be poor in spirit? Or what are you smiling about? That's no way for a mourner to look. We can't command our emotions. The Beatitudes are good news, not good advice. The Messiah has come and immediately begins to proclaim that a new kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, as it is called in Matthew, the kingdom of God, is so near to us, so close to us that we can see it and feel it, and touch it, and hear it. This new kingdom. In this new kingdom, things are different from the way the world is. So different, you might say that things are upside down from the way they used to be, totally reversed and backward. He's not setting up conditions or terms, but rather Jesus is just plain blessing people so that we see in this new day, in this new kingdom, God shows up in mercy and blessing just where you least expect God to be, with the poor rather than the rich. Those who are mourning rather than celebrating. The meek and the peacemakers rather than the strong and victorious. This is not where citizens of the ancient world looked for God, and quite frankly, it's not where we look for God either. If God shows up blessing the weak and the vulnerable, then God, my friends, will be everywhere, showering all creation and its inhabitants with blessing. And so the meek inherit the earth. Those who mourn are comforted. This is not a command to be meek or mournful. It is a promise that in the coming kingdom, those who are already meek and mournful, those who work for peace or hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who are pure in heart and merciful will find their faith rewarded and honored in this new world. The law, when seen as a command or an obligation or a requirement, cannot create a new world of justice and peace. It can only keep us in line and out of each other's way. But the law of Christ, seen as teaching and encouragement and opportunity and promise, becomes a window into the future kingdom. Now, many of you should know who Thurgood Marshall is. My dad certainly does. He used to tell a story in his speeches around the country. He was an NAACP lawyer in the 30s and the 40s, and he wrote many numerous books, of which my father has many copies. And he told a story about two unmarried sisters who lived together their whole life. And sometime in their 50s, they had a falling out, and they stopped speaking to one another. And this went on for years. They divided the house with tape, and they divided things with paint into yours and mine, and they slept in the same room with a line painted down the middle. And one night, one of them got up to go to the bathroom and fell and broke a hip. She cried out, and immediately her sister was right there holding her. And as they waited for the ambulance, the words, "I'm sorry, and I forgive you, and I love you," were spoken. And Marshall ended his speech by saying, "The law can break down walls that divide people. It cannot build bridges that connect them. That's a matter of the Spirit." Building bridges is a matter of the Spirit, a matter of the kingdom, a matter of good news. Jesus came to build a bridge between heaven and earth, between God and God's people. And that bridge was built by what Paul called the foolishness of the cross. The world thinks of it as foolish. We are called to be about the business of building cruciform bridges of love and sacrifice in this world, built with planks of justice and peace and mercy. Forever and ever, Jesus proclaims to us the good news of God's kingdom. Amen and amen.
Thank you for that wonderful sermon, Pastor Esther.
You're welcome.
And if we would all turn to page 189 in your hymnals, stand and sing together, "Fairest Lord Jesus."
Oh,
all the nations. Son of God and Son of Man. Glory and honor. Sing, church. Praise and adoration.
Instructions about lunch. I hope you all, first of all, realize that you're invited to stay for lunch. We'll do a fishes and loaves things. If you didn't bring food, that's all right. You're invited to stay and join us, and we'll spread the food as far as it goes, and hopefully everyone will get enough. That's always been the case in the past. So that's what we do. Just a few instructions. Those of you who need assistance, we want you to get in line first at the kitchen door so that we can help you through the line and find a place to sit. And then those of you will join them behind them in line. And let me offer our blessing for the meal as we leave this place. Gracious and loving God, you do shine bright. Yes. You are our guiding light and star. Help us to follow you and to lead lives of blessing that you have bestowed upon us, so full to overflowing that we share it with the world and send God's gracious love to everyone we know and meet. May this food be blessed to our bodies, us to thy service, as we are called people to be your people. In Jesus' name, may the grace, glory, mercy, and peace of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you as you leave this place. Go in his peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.